when governance fails. 5 risk lessons every entrepreneur must act on now. Hook: what if the biggest threat to your business isn't a bad quarter or a difficult client? It's a gap in your systems you don't even know exists yet. This week's headlines prove that governance failures don't announce themselves. They show up in the field. And by then, it's already too late. Context right now. 3 massive stories dropped in the same week. A military tragedy in South Africa. A national exam scandal in India. And Uber cutting 10% of its workforce because of AI on the surface. They look unrelated. But read them together through a risk and compliance lens. And they're telling you the exact same thing. Organizations that treat governance as an afterthought are paying for it in lives, talent, and public trust. If you're building a business for the long haul, this week's news is your case study. 3KEY Insights First. Authorized missions can still kill you. Lance Corporal S. Luke and Private S. Seti of the South African National Defense Force died during a legitimate, sanctioned military operation when they fell into an uncharted abandoned mineshaft. The mission was approved. The hazard wasn't mapped. That's the gap. TWAE International's Willie Montgomery put it perfectly. The goal is always to find the gap before the gap finds you. Your safety protocols need to cover what you don't expect, not just what you do. Second, leaders can't cherry-pick accountability. Indian Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi called out Prime Minister Modi directly over the NEET exam paper leak scandal, saying leaders can't take credit for going to Mars while dodging responsibility for systemic failures. That's not just politics. That's a mirror for every entrepreneur. Your clients and your team are watching how you show up when things break. A compliance framework that only activates during audits isn't a framework. It's a liability waiting to surface. Third, AI is restructuring your workforce obligations right now. Uber just cut roughly 10% of its customer support staff, driven by AI automation. That's not a tech company problem. That's a signal. If you're in coaching or consulting, your workforce strategy and the compliance obligations around it are shifting faster than most people realize. You need a plan, not a reaction. THE Takeaway, here's your one action item for today. Pull out your current safety or compliance checklist, whatever version you're using, and ask yourself honestly, does this only cover what I expect to happen? Or does it account for the unknowns? If it's just a formality, it's not protecting you. Rewrite one section this week with your actual operational risks in mind. CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.